You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We kind of talked about this very briefly and no one followed up on this. You're feuding with Andy Slater and possibly Eric Reed. And I think in the past you've mentioned the Heat don't like you as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Heat thing, I mean, I was on 790 on the afternoon show for a while and I was generally framed as being anti-Heat, and you actually hear from them sometimes. So like, I think I'm generally friendly with the PR people, but yeah, I think there might be a little something there, but Andy Slater was like an out and out fight.
Okay, but I don't, Billy, you're shocked by this, correct? That Whittingham's got beef, like Whittingham is docile. Whittingham is not a beefer.
It's not just that, it's that he's more professional, I'd say, than a lot of people in here. And I would think that he would not say things that would lead to beefs, right? So that's the part that I don't even, what did you say that you're viewed as anti-Heat? Was it just mild criticism? Because like sometimes if you don't like overly praise the Heat, it's like you hate the Heat. It's like, no.
I mean,
exactly.
You've taken it farther, but I was kind of on a little bit of anti-Dwayne Wade corner on South Florida Sports Radio. Like I would always say, like at the end of games when he took threes, drove me crazy. He's a terrible three-point shooter. I don't care that he's the most clutch, air quotes, clutch player on the team. I don't want him taking threes if he need a three. And
air quotes, he just threw in there. You know, he can't let a moment go by without taking the shot. You are anti-Heat. I get it now.
You're beefing with him?
I imagine when Witty's beefing with somebody, he like starts a Google Doc and he like puts down all the information about how the beef started, why he's so angry,
all the different
pros
sides,
and cons to the beef. Right. And just
I almost came in today because I was ruminating on the Super League last night. I almost wrote up like a memo of my own to just have talking points in front of me for when we talked about the Super League to make sure I said everything I wanted to say. I gave that serious consideration yesterday.
Why does the verb there have to be ruminating? Why couldn't you have just...
Because it's Chris.
Because he learned from you.
Because it was a little more than a ponder.
It wasn't.
You're marinating.
And so it had to be a ruminate.
Okay, so you were ruminating and that was your rumination. I'm stunned as well, Billy. Are you not surprised that Whittingham would have beefs? Not just because he's fundamentally decent, not just because you imagine him withdrawing from conflict, just because he wouldn't seem to want conflict, and he's super professional.
I love the reason that he's having the beef, though. He is simply stating facts.
Well, and he's not pro, and you're not pro Dwayne Wade enough. Like, you would think that they would respect Billy's opinion enough to have beef with Billy. Why are they beefing?
No, they don't. They're not going to beef with me because privately they think the same thing, but publicly they can't say it. That's why. You think that it's because they think I'm some sort of joke that's just spouting nonsense? Of course that's not what it is. Mickey's thinking the exact same thing. And by the way, I'd like to give Dwayne Wade some advice if he's listening to this. I would stop crossing billionaires so many times, okay? Because it doesn't end well for you when you cross a billionaire and you've done it to the same billionaire multiple times. Billionaires don't become billionaires by playing patty cake. So tread lightly.
Man, I thought you were starting that by saying don't cross Billy, and then you said billionaires.
billionaires.
It's a good point, Billy. The Billionaires Club. You don't want to upset them.
I would just, you know, be very careful.
What are you accusing Mickey Arison of?
I'm not accusing Mickey Arison of anything. Right. I said nothing, Dan. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying don't cross him.
what do you think is going to happen if you've crossed him? Because now Dwayne Wade has crossed him a couple of times. How often do you see the press release? Mickey Arison is notoriously private. How often do you see the press release in order to stop people before they come after him on social media saying, I'm disappointed with this decision? And also, he's still a Heat lifer. Like, it really was. How does a shit
covered all his bases.
How does a shit sandwich work? Is the shit in the middle or is it on the outside with the goodies in the middle?
No, I think when you're a sandwich, you're a shit sandwich, you have to be in the middle. Like the meat, the meat has to be in the middle. Yeah. Or the shit,
like a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
I actually think this is a compliment sandwich because I believe the way the compliment sandwiches work is compliment, insult, compliment. You put the insult in the middle so that it's softened by the praise on either end of it.
No, because it's not called a bread sandwich. You know, what you have to focus on is what's in the middle.
Good point.
Ham sandwich, grilled cheese, not called grilled toast.
Right.
What's in the middle is disappointment here because they don't normally do that. And the Miami Heat in that moment are very much doing, it's the same public relations game as how he left here, right? The same dance where, hey, not my fault. Like, not just so that everyone understands, that's not my fault.
Maybe he's right this time, though. I mean, maybe he was tired of waiting for the Heat to come around with offers. He didn't like the first offer. He wanted more offers. He wasn't going to them. He wanted them to come to him, and they didn't.
But Mickey Arison's press release is not my fault.
Right.
I'm tired of these public relation games also. Can we just say what it is? Why are we all dancing around it between the two of them? They don't like each other. We got to that earlier. They don't like each other. Just say we don't like each other anymore. That's fine. People get divorced all the time. Why do we have to keep pretending for the kids, all of you, that everything's perfect and happy, and mommy and daddy still love each other, or daddy and daddy, or mommy and mommy, whatever the case may be? Why are we pretending that that's what's going on here? They don't like each other.
It's because the Heat in South Florida don't ever take public L's, right? They have a near universal approval rating. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, people trust the Heat in this city more than they trust any sports organization by a mile. And the only public L that they've taken is on Dwayne Wade, in my view. 2016, if you go, like, at that point, right, the big three has just ended, Dwayne Wade leaves, and I think more fans sided with Dwayne Wade and were pissed off at the Heat for letting him go than sided with the Heat organization, which almost never happens.
Yeah, because they played it wrong. You need to blame Wade immediately so that people turn on him. That's how these things work. When there's a fight, you turn people against your enemy and then they take your side. You don't say everything's perfect, because then what happens? There's the little comments, the subtweets, I heard from a source, blah, blah, blah. And it's against him. Where's that source coming from? Obviously, it's going to be the aggrieved party. One side is going to get out the thing to make the other side look bad. So just get ahead of it. Just say it on the front end. You know what? He's old, creaky knees, wanted way too much money, not going to pay it to him. Have fun in Chicago. You'll be back. And guess what? He was.
But they needed that retirement tour, though, Billy. They made so much money off that. If Dwayne Wade was overpaid at whatever they were being offered, on the minimum, to get him on the minimum for the retirement tour, which probably made them tens of millions,
it pays,
as underpaid as anyone has ever been.
It pays everyone, Billy, for the relationship to look good. Everyone makes money off of that. The Heat make money, and everyone knows it. Wade and the Heat know it. No. Everyone makes money off of the relationship being nice.
But what Billy is saying is, hey, stop sugarcoating everything with he's a Heat lifer, okay? He's Mr. 305. He's not. He doesn't care about the place as much as people think he does. They don't want him to be an owner, and he doesn't want to own that team. Simple.
It's not even the play. He didn't care about you, the person who keeps buying these games and these tricks and giving them more and more money. He doesn't care about you. And guess what, guys? He's going to be back again, because that's what's going to happen. At some point, he's going to sell his share in the Jazz and he's going to come home for the 40th time, even though he doesn't actually live here. And you guys are going to fall for it again. Wake up.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.